Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another Section of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly get involved, get engaged, have a clue as to what's happening. Okay? And I don't care, I mean, I care, but whether you get it here or somewhere else, get it. There are a lot of good shows. Check out the lineup at, you know, GCN. There are a lot of good shows out there. We'll give you real information. You know, and until you get informed, don't engage. I am amazed at how many people engage on a regular basis. I hear it from others. The joke is, oh, is this one of yours? No. If they haven't gotten informed, they're not one of mine. No way, no how. Yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. All right. So we all know, I've got a bunch of stories I've got to hit on, but we all know how, bad fentanyl is, right? We all know how it's coming over the borders. We all know how it's affecting our children, how it's killing our children and others, but killing our children in particular. So now with everything that's gone on, and see, this is what's bad. If they came out tomorrow and told you that they had a vaccine to fight fentanyl or to stop your addiction, would you take it or would you allow your kids to take it? And I say no. I don't trust them. I can't trust them anymore. Because they'll lie to you. And even if they've done something wrong and need to fix it, they're going to lie to you about it. But out of Houston, researchers there say they have an end to the fentanyl crisis. Right? They think they've developed a vaccine that could be a game changer in addiction treatment. Now, a team led by the University of Houston has developed what they say is a fentanyl vaccine that can block the synthetic opioid from entering the brain, essentially curing addiction by eliminating the euphoric high. So if you don't get a high out of it, if it doesn't affect you in that way, hey, you're not going to take it again. I got news for these guys. You only need to take the fentanyl once for it to kill you. You go on to say, there's no question about it. We've developed something that's a new game changer. This technology, frankly, this is from Joe here, this could be a game changer for a lot of things because it's the brain that decides you want more of something. Think about what could be done for weight loss here. People who think they're hungry when they're not, who eat out of habit, you know, out of anxiety. Dr. Colin Haley, a researcher, associate professor of psychology, you know, she looked at it. This is a big deal. This is a bigger breakthrough, I think, than some people understand. It essentially produces antibodies, much like other vaccines, make those antibodies against the virus or bacteria, but the Dr. Haley's vaccine does the same by blocking fentanyl from entering the user's brain. It's already entered their body, though. Proteins are used to keep the drug in the bloodstream that is flushed out through the kidneys. It's very much, she said, it's very much like the hepatitis B vaccine. The vaccine stimulates the body to make antibodies against fentanyl. And if an individual consumes fentanyl, those antibodies will bind the drug and prevent it from getting to the brain. Without the vaccine, fentanyl penetrates the brain quite readily, stimulates euphoric centers, and also can stimulate parts of the brain that control respiration, leading to overdose and death. Now, it's promising because testing on lab rats and mice showed that it was successful. They're going to start testing it on humans in the coming weeks. So, look, God bless. I hope it's real. I hope it can work. I hope they can make it work. And I say that with all sincerity because I'm tired of seeing these kids die. The kids. They think they're getting a drug from a friend. They think they're getting a drug off of Snapchat or one of those other, you know, online programs. Right? And then they find out it's death coming to them. They weren't buying death. They weren't looking to commit suicide. They weren't looking to end it. Got anything to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I think the sad part is that right now, as this quote-unquote vaccine is breaking or coming out, I'm not so sure anybody's going to want to use it. I'm not so sure anybody's going to trust it because it's coming from the same people, the government, if you would, that told us everything else was fine and safe and good. Right? Am I wrong? And frankly, come on, let's be honest about it. I wouldn't blame them. Leftists, you know, some of you saw what was going on in New York the other night. It's been cleaned up now. But you saw what was going on in front of the hotel where the immigrants were out in the street in front of the hotel, laying on the sidewalk, freezing their buns off. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how what do you want to call them? Oh, we'll call them agitators. We're trying to help these people. It's just ridiculous. So I'm going to see your host. Be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being truly, not kind of, sort of, but truly being part of the solution, okay? I mean, that simple. All right. Joey B. is not taking, he won't take any blame for inflation. Yeah, apparently it was here when he got here, according to him. Although I don't remember that. I mean, look, the guy lies like you and I take breaths. Can we just be honest about it? Now, earlier today, Biden said that the January jobs report from his White House, I don't believe these numbers, by the way. There's just no way. So the Labor Department said on Friday that the unemployment fell to 3.4%. They also claimed that the U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs. But where? In what industries? What's the breakdown? We just, what do we see? 714. We saw almost 20,000 plus jobs. No, we did see 20,000 plus jobs that were canned from some of the major, online services. Nobody believes it. The Biden regime has been cooking the jobs report for 2 years now. So Biden took a few, questions from the reporters. When the reporter asked if he takes any blame for the inflation, he immediately got, he got like all hunched up like he does. Do I take blame for the inflation? No. No. When the reporter asked him why, I said because it was already here when I got here. Right. Sure, Joe. Well, inflation skyrocketed because of Joe Biden's tax and spend policies. Right? You can't get past that. It was actually, before he took office, it was pretty low. It was a low. The only time it started to creep up under Trump, really started to creep up, is in that, I think it was the last quarter, when he was president. Under Biden, it's been a steady incline. With really, truly, if you want to think about it, with no break in sight, you can say there's going to be, it can't keep, it's come down a little bit. Where? In reality, where? I'm still shopping. I'm looking at what's going on in the supermarkets. It ain't coming down. When Biden took office, the day he stepped foot in the White House, right, I don't know what people are telling him or what he thinks, it was 1.4%. 1.4. Hello, anybody home? I was here when he got here, man. My God. Hear anything, the other part of this? He thinks he's so cool. Jason, he should know he's a fool. Not cool by any stretch of the imagination. Let's see. Take a listen. See what he had to say.
I take any blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Thank you.
Whoa. I mean, we weren't manufacturing anything here. That was the fault of a four-year president? You mean one who actually kept Ford here, kept them from going to Mexico? You mean that president? God, the guy is so out of touch with reality. I'm really worried about him. Can we go fetch him back from the planet he's on? Maybe that'll help. Just amazing. Anyway, I started talking about those, the leftist agitators in New York City. Remember the whole hotel standoff? So they had the migrants, the illegals. Let's just be honest about it. Sleep in the street there out in front of the hotel because they were trying to get them to move on to another location. Right? They were taking them over to, I think it was a Port Authority, where they had warm rooms, they had places for them that would be, inside. And no more staying at the, $600 a night hotel room and tearing those places up and then sticking us with the bill. Now, the standoff was at the Watson Hotel in Hell's Kitchen in New York City. Hundreds of illegals were in there on the American taxpayer dime, right? They were refusing to relocate. So Eric Adams, he created a mega shelter at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. Nice and warm, good place for them to stay, to sleep, or what have you. And they tried to say that this was an organic uprising. But all the professional leftist agitators were there. They all had umbrellas. And they were all opening their umbrellas to keep the press, which they apparently don't want around, to see really what's happening. Right? They were opening their umbrellas and blocking the press from taking pictures or filming what they were doing. The migrants there. The illegals. And the activists were causing a problem, but they didn't see it. And none of them really have come forward to say, what was the cause, what was the goal? The city was trying to move them to a warmer place where they could get food and shelter and water. And you somehow were trying to stop that from happening. You told them to stay there in the streets. I'm sorry, this is really one of those times where you can't hit me in the head with a hammer enough to get dazed enough to understand this. Right? Now, one person I see in the group was giving out anti-cop leaflets. Wasn't that great of them? And that they were greater, they were threatening their freedom. That's what they told them. You got to get them out of the way. No, really. At what point in time do we start standing up to these people? If they're getting in the way of the police doing their job to move these people in a legal way, they should be arrested. I don't care if you hold them overnight and let them go in the morning. I really don't care. Right? Caroline Wong, a Queens native, she told the Post that she now lives in Los Angeles, came to the Big Apple, through her job as a national organizer for the leftist coalition to defend affirmative action, integration, and immigration rights. Wow. There's a group that does all of that? That's so cool. So they are organized. It isn't organic now, is it? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The issue with a Chinese high-altitude balloon floating over the U.S. is not being taken lightly in Washington.
In light of China's unacceptable action, I am postponing my planned travel this weekend to China.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. defense officials are continuing to monitor the progress of the balloon as it makes its way across the country. Earlier, China had confirmed its ownership of the balloon, but said that it is a civilian-piloted weather balloon that went off course. Pentagon says that's not true. At the same time, we learned China's president wants his nation's army ready for a Taiwan invasion by 2027. That's what CIA Director William Burns said this week at Georgetown University. Burns said, it's the spy agency's stance to not underestimate President Xi Jinping. Burns added, Xi has watched Russia's invasion of Ukraine closely over the last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Listen, Newsmax, if you're listening, head over to Roku. It's a great place to be. A lot of people on it while you're waiting. Everybody's got the internet at home, I think. Last I checked. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about those people that were out in front of the hotel in New York, the illegals. You know, they could no longer stay in the $600 a night rooms that you and I were paying for while they were also damaging them on top of it. And they're going to move them to a safe location where they could be warm, they could get food. They weren't going to have it. And the people from, let me see, what is this? What's the name of the place? Los Angeles Organization. It's a national organization of leftist coalition to defend affirmative action, integration, immigration rights, and fight for equality by any means necessary, even if it means breaking the law. Right? You want, I love this though, defend affirmative action, integration, and immigrant rights. And well, immigrants don't really have rights under our laws. They have laws to be treated, they have rights to be treated like a human being. There are immigration rules and laws in place, and if you break them right off the bat, the laws are pretty specific that you don't get to partake in it. And that's what these people did. So they're already bending the laws. You just want to let them in? What, no ID check, no nothing check, I'm sure. These people are sick. Anyway, Talia Jane of Brooklyn was fired from Yelp in 2016 after posting an open letter to the company's chairman in which she complained about not making enough money as a customer service representative. Right? So you complain about your company nationally on a social media platform and you wonder why you got fired. Another person that's involved with the immigrant advocacy group, Sutter Joe Tupac, Usurin. He's called for empty luxury apartments to be turned over to the migrants. So if your apartment's not rented, you're in a high rise, you're in a great neighborhood, great building, let's go ahead and let the migrants in there. Let's make sure that we step over our vets, right? Let's not get them the help that we need to get those illegals rolling and going quickly so they can vote for the Democrats. This is where I just get furious with the Democrats, or with these activists. You don't care about... Look, if it wasn't for those American vets, or that Constitution that you're constantly, you know, banging on, I got news for you. You'd be in jail. You wouldn't have a right to do what you're doing. And you would be in jail. And the socialism that you love so much, they only love you as long as you don't complain and you're on their side. At which time, when you go sideways, you're either in jail or they place an 11-cent bullet right in your head. But you don't, that's the part of it they don't see. That's what they need to hear. Meryl Ranzer did her essay in 2019. She posted it on a Medium website. She handles communication and social media for Respond Crisis Transition. She suggested that the guilt might be a motivating factor. White women have access to power that others may not have. There's ways to leverage our privilege while standing behind and beside those who are marginalized and taking direction from them. Right, they're going to teach us a whole bunch. They're going to teach us how to come up. They've lied about their situation. Come over the border illegally. Not do it the right way. That's what they're going to teach us, right? See, I have no sympathy in a lot of ways because my family came here legally. The people that I knew that were immigrants back in the 70s, they came here legally. Really. So, I'm sorry. If my family could do it, if other families have done it, why shouldn't you? And even Latino, Hispanic immigrants that came over here legally, that did it the right way, they're teed off at these people who think they ought to be able to come in without any kind of rules or any kind of process to follow. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So here's what they're trying to do, or doing, I should say. Here's what they're doing to try to take the heat off of Joey B right now. So Hunter Biden's attorney, he sent letters to three entities on Wednesday, entities, to encourage them to investigate individuals who were sharing information from Hunter Biden's laptop. Two of these entities report to his father, Joe Biden, as part of an executive branch. Right. The third entity was the Delaware Attorney General, a friend of the Biden crime family. Right? They've been together for a long time. Now, TGP reported on the story as soon as the news broke that Hunter Biden's attorney sent letters to three individuals requesting that they, you know, investigate those people, along with Rudy Giuliani. They want him investigated and so on. Now, here's the thing. Yours truly was in technology for 107 years. Okay? There's no way around this. Because when you sign the agreement for them to look at your laptop, to look at your equipment, to do whatever, there's nowhere in there. If you leave it and you don't respond, if you leave it, in our case it was 90 days, we owned it and everything on it, in it, and that belonged to it. You were entitled to nothing after 90 days. All right? This guy, I think this guy's was 30 or something like that. And he sent message after message after message to Hunter. Hunter never responded to him. So now that laptop belongs to him now. It belongs to him. It's his. He can do whatever he wants with it. But after looking through it, and he could have been looking through it for many reasons, and realizing what was on that, what did he do? He didn't send it to the press. He sent it to the FBI. He called them, asked them to come and get it. And they did. Right? They took the laptop from him. He made copies of the hard drive. Why? Come on, let that think. Yeah, he made copies of the hard drive because he was worried that with what was going on, the FBI would hide the whole thing. Boy, was he right on. Hunter Biden lost custody of his computer, or computers, after he abandoned them at the computer repair shop. The shop is owned by John Paul Mac Isaac. He lives in Delaware. Now, lawyers for the President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, they've asked the Justice Department to investigate. Close allies of former President Donald Trump and others who say they accessed and disseminated the personal data. It's not illegal. What exactly are you going to charge them with? Right? In a separate letter, Biden's attorney have also asked Fox News host Tucker Carlson to retract and apologize for what they say are false and defamatory claims. Yeah, I'm telling you, I would push this to the wall. I would force them or make them move into, again, the Supreme Court realm. Right? Now, the report, the request for the criminal inquiry is interesting. Because Hunter Biden is right now facing his own tax evasion investigation by the Justice Department. Right? It has no practical impact. It doesn't commit federal prosecutors to take any action. But they're trying to get the heat off the Bidens. It's not going to happen. Right? There is so much going on with the Bidens. So much they've been allowed to get away with. So many things they've been allowed to do. That this is ridiculous. I mean, if anybody really cares, again, Nancy Pelosi's line of nobody's above the law was a lie. And her nose should have kept growing by the moment. It also represents the latest salvo in a long-running laptop saga. Right? The story started in 2020. And the FBI and others went out of their way to squelch this story. Come on, you know this is true. We now see emails and other, out of Twitter, we're seeing emails that ask to block that story to make sure that quote-unquote misinformation doesn't go out. The letter cites passages from Mac Isaac's book in which he admitted reviewing private and sensitive material for Biden's laptop, including a titled Income PDF. Very scary. Joe Basir, your host, a lot more news coming up right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
A pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, really. So anyway, I was going through, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, it's pretty long. But the reality is that Hunter Biden's attorneys are asking that the fellow who had the laptop be arrested, be charged, along with Giuliani and a few others. I'm telling you, he doesn't own the laptop anymore. Or the information in it. It all now belongs to the laptop guy. By not picking up, by not answering any of those that information, or any of the requests to pick up your laptop, he gave up his rights to it. He signed. Are you hearing me? He signed it. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Isn't it funny? They always want to nail the person, like Project Veritas. They always want to nail Project Veritas for the way it gets the information and then does nothing with the information it got. Right? They could got information, obtained information on how they murdered five people and nobody knows about it. And the only thing the left cares about is how they obtained that information. That they didn't tell them they were filming. Still got five dead bodies. You don't care about that. Right? Finally, we've got some doctors. And it seems to be more and more. And I've told you this before. Yeah, not because I'm a genius. I just look at what's happening. I said the dam's going to break. Eventually, these doctors, it's going to tug on them, pull on them. They're going to want to say something. They will not stay quiet forever. Kevin Bass is an MD, PhD student at the Medical School of Texas. He wrote a surprisingly draining... Yeah, he'll never finish his residency now. He wrote a surprisingly direct opinion piece. It was regarding the scientific community's mistake on COVID. Its reaction, how it handled it, and the whole nine yards. Bass says, as a medical student and researcher, I strongly supported the efforts of the public health authorities when it came to COVID-19. I believe that the authorities were responded properly to this large, massive public health crisis. I believe they did it with compassion. They were diligent. He goes on to give a lot of accolades here, right? He says, I was with them when they called for the lockdowns, the boosters, the vaccines. He says, I was wrong. I was really wrong. We in the scientific community were wrong, and it cost people their lives. We did not properly appreciate that that preferences determine how scientific expertise is used. Our preferences might be different. Our preferences were very different from many of the people that we serve. We created policy based on our preferences. And we tried to justify it by manipulating the data. And then we portrayed those opposing our efforts as misguided, ignorant, selfish, and evil. That was wrong. We made science a team sport. And in doing so, he says, we made it no longer science. It became us versus them. And then they responded the only way anyone might expect them, by resisting. Oh, he's right. He's 100% right on. He said, we made science a team sport. They all got together and figured out how they were going to push this down people's throats, right? We excluded important parts of the population from policy development. We castigated critics. This is him going on. Which meant that we deployed a monolithic response across an exceptionally diverse nation. You know, people respond different. Their body types, blood types, everything. They respond differently. And here we were doing a one-size-fits-all. He went on to say, our emotional response and ingrained partisanship prevented us from seeing the full impact of our actions. We systematically minimized the downside of the interventions. We imposed without the input, consent, recognition. We screwed up. We violated our oath. You know, we impacted the working class, the small business owners, blacks, Latinos, children. This is a great letter that somebody in the medical field writes. Right? Most of us did not speak up in support of alternative views. Many of us tried to suppress them. Right? Now, there were strong scientific voices, like world-renowned Stanford professor John Leonidas, I can't pronounce half these names, Jay Bechara, and Scott Atlas of the University of California in San Francisco, Professor Vinay Prasad, goes on and lists a whole bunch of these well-known, apparently, people in the medical field. They sounded the alarm on behalf of these vulnerable communities. Nobody seemed to care. It doesn't stop until we stop it. We should have all got in line with this. We should have all made it so they couldn't get away with anything. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Somebody said that in the chat room. It's true. I mean, let's hope that the laptop guy doesn't commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure he doesn't get Clintonized. But at least he's all over the place. He's let it out. He's given out the information. He was on the air tonight talking about what, you know, he doesn't understand why they didn't get involved, the FBI, the Department of Justice, whatever. All right, Michigan State sets aside an unconditional love fund. No. But only the LGBTQIA2S+ something students are eligible. Go figure that one out. Ridiculous. Right? Now, Michigan State University East Lansing is offering up to $1,000 per year through an unconditional love fund open only to students who identify as LGBTQIA2S+. The fund is intended to provide them, or those people, the Michigan State University students, with flexible assistance in a timely manner to address extraordinary and unexpected financial hardships, right, associated with their sexual or gender identity. Students who are eligible can receive. Now listen, how about students, kids, whoever, that are not LGBTQ+, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but just come from a lower socioeconomic area? Do they not get the help? You don't see them as being worthy of this? Amazing. Now, they've taken a fund of college money, set it aside only for a certain group of people. I don't know. Sounds inclusive to me, doesn't it? Students who are eligible can receive up to $500 per semester. And they can apply by providing a brief description of your funding request, including how your financial need relates to your gender or sexual identity. So it doesn't matter that you need the money to get into an apartment. It doesn't matter that you need the money to eat. You somehow have to tie that to your sexual identity or gender. Wow. Wow. I'm speechless. I'm sitting here and saying, so you tie this together, or you have to tie this together, you'll get your money, and then what? Just amazing. Now, the university hasn't been talking to any news sources, really. Right? Campus Reform came out, though, and said the Unconditional Love Fund is utilized by the Gender and Sexuality Campus Center to support students who are facing personal financial hardships. By accessing the fund, students can receive the support that they need to continue to thrive. I don't know what $1,000 gets you there. Wouldn't get you much in L.A. But so what? I'm the old guy that doesn't get any of this, right? Not at all. None of it makes sense to me. All right. Let me pick a funny one to go out on, okay? Here's a good one. Farmers. They've had it. Tennessee farmer condemns the idea of forcing cows to wear masks, and diapers that contain their methane emissions. God. The people who came up with that idea, there's something wrong with them. This is the best you can do? Now, the French dairy giant Danone announced in mid-January it is considering putting masks on cows to trap their burps in an effort to reduce methane emission. Well, where does it go? No, come on, help me out here. Where does it go? It goes into the mask and gets trapped, and then what do we do with it? Think about that for the weekend. Joe was here, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Be safe and get informed. We'll catch you on Monday.